Well, obviously, there's only one place they intend to sell it, and that's ultimately to the Pentagon. I view this as kind of an interesting PR stunt aimed at the 535-member board of directors, otherwise known as the U.S. Congress. It's certainly not aimed at the Pentagon. Secretary Gates has done, I think, a very fine job, as he has done, you know, is when will be recorded in history as one of the best secretaries we've ever had, and he's looked at this extremely carefully, been under terrific political pressure. He recognized there's already been a competition, and the F-135 won that competition and has been proceeding through its development quite satisfactorily. But it really comes down to the stunt is, are they really putting their own money into it and none of the government funds? You know, we'll start with the fact that GE last year, as I recall, didn't pay any taxes, which means they didn't have any profits. So where did the money come from, or where will it come from? How much will it be? And the fact is, it probably comes out of their indirect expense accounts, which could be IR&D or some sort of overhead. Well, guess where that money ultimately comes from? It comes from its customers, primarily the U.S. government. So even though they don't pay for it directly, they're likely to end up paying it for it indirectly, and it's highly unlikely this is going to be taken out of some non-existent bottom line.
A number of experts that I talked to, both on the air and off the air, after the selection of Mr. Panetta to become the next SecDef was announced, the conversations revolved around the idea that projects like this, if the vendors think these are going to be continued, they're nuts, because here comes a former OMB director at a time of terrific budget crisis for the Pentagon, and a lot of these folks said, as I mentioned, both on and off the air, if somebody thinks these are going to continue and get funded, they're dreaming. Do you share that view?
It's crazy. I mean, if anything, the squeeze on the Pentagon, which starts in 2012, is going to get worse, not better, as O&M costs continue to go up, as personnel costs continue to go up. They're hollowing out the defense budget, which is already below the number that Gates has looked hard at and decided was the minimum number he could live with. It's already below that number. And to think that somehow they're going to generate additional hundreds of millions, or if not billions of dollars, for something that they've already declared that they can do without, just isn't going to happen.
You mentioned that the message that you see here is a message to members of Congress. What does that say about the willingness of the vendor in this case to just bypass the Pentagon, ignore the Pentagon's wishes and desires, and essentially go right to a lobbying effort rather than a service the customer effort?
Unfortunately, in the past, some of these efforts have been successful. The Pentagon often doesn't put items in their budget which gets approved by Congress and forced down their throat. It could happen. I think the number here is bigger than most that have been forced down, and with the constraints that will be on the budget, I think it'll be a very difficult ploy.
This goes more broadly, too, to the whole conversation that you and I have had on the air before, which is the relationship between Congress and the Pentagon, leave the vendors out of it, and the idea that, I mean, this is not a new thing, that Congress, Pentagon says, we want this, and Congress says, well, that's great, you'll get this instead. Do you see any change that Mr. Panetta or any of the other leaders at the Pentagon might be able to drive to make that equation work differently than it has in the past?
Well, the good news is we seem to be, you know, moving downward on our number of expenses on the currently 2.5 wars that we're conducting. And so, you know, people are beginning to look for a peace dividend out of this. So it's going to put more pressure on the Pentagon budget, not less. I think there are many in the Congress who are going to be looking for that peace dividend. And therefore, I think the number of votes they're going to be able to get out of the Congress are not going to be increasing.
Mm-hmm. What else should we think about when we're thinking about this relationship between the vendors and Congress and the direct interaction that maybe isn't evident, at least yet?
Well, as I say, I just think that the pressures are growing daily, and if you could hear it from the inside of what's going on within the services of what they're trying to make do with, with lesser numbers. You know, there's major budget battles going on internally in the Pentagon as we speak. Now, Congress is going to have to reflect some of that if they're going to be able to cut back on the biggest number, which is in the federal budget, which is, well, not the biggest, but the second biggest. Anyway, it's one of the huge numbers that are going to have to be part of the cuts if we're going to cut back on the deficit.